Welcome to The Exchange on Siouxland Public Media. I'm Mary Hartnett. This week, we continue to talk with the candidates running for City Council in Sioux City. There are 9 candidates running in the primary, which is set for October 10th. The top 6 in that election will compete for 3 spots on the council in the November 7th general election. Last week, we spoke with incumbent Alex Waters and challengers Doug Waples and Brett Watchhorn. This week, we speak with the remaining 6, incumbents Dan Moore and Pete Gretkin, and challengers Nick Davidson, John Olson, Dennis Quinn, and Jake Jungers. First, we speak with Dan Moore. Moore is a Sioux City attorney who has been on the City Council for 4 years. He also serves as Mayor Pro Tem. Moore says when he started on the council, he wanted to create a change in the culture of City Hall.
Changing the culture at City Hall has happened. We have a new city manager, Bob Padmore. He's doing a great job for us. And I was concerned not only about customer service outside of City Hall, but customer service internally as well, and that the customer has got to be number one, especially outside of Sioux City, or out of City Hall, because the customer, they're the taxpayers. They're the ones that are contributing the money to make this city operate.
Well, there's been a lot of development downtown, a lot of changes in the last 4 years. I know a big effort and a big push has been to try and get young professionals to either stay here or move here.
Yes, we're always trying, and we can always do better, and we have been doing better to attract young families to come to Sioux City, make this their home where they can work and play and enjoy our quality of life enhancements that we have. The downtown is fabulous. The landscape has, the cityscape has been changing on a monthly basis for the better. We're now looking at riverfront development, which is going to be spectacular, and we're putting together plans for that. And it's a team effort, Mary. Everything that I do involves teamwork, because I'm a team player, and that's the way I approach these projects that we have. And the team consists of the mayor and the city council, consists of staff at City Hall, and just as importantly, equally as important, are the citizens of Sioux City that have an interest in these various quality of life enhancements that we've been looking at. Recreational trails, connecting those is extremely important. Having a good recycling program for the city of Sioux City, that's also important. That will attract not only the young families coming in to raise their children, but it also attracts people like me. I look for recreational trails. I look for recycling programs. I look for an art center that's first class, second to none. I look for an Orpheum Theater, which is just spectacular. I look for the Tyson Events Center and all of the shows that we have that we offer. I look for a children's museum for my grandchildren to go to when we have time together on weekends. I look for those kind of things, and I think a lot of people do. I look for green space, parks. I look for the swimming pools that are not falling apart, that we actually maintain and make them as good as we can. There have been 2 really good improvements that have happened that I'm really proud of. One is the Riverside pool, which has been that has had a lot of improvements made to it this past summer. And then the long lines. If anyone goes to the long lines for the climbing wall and other events that are held at long lines, we have done just a great job of taking a very old building that probably had been ignored for several years, and we've made it really, really a good place for families to go and have some recreation, have time together.
A few of the more contentious issues before the council, one of them had to do with the hotels downtown. How did you decide what your position would be on building that new hotel?
What I look at, Mary, in decision-making process is, first of all, I rely heavily on our volunteers, on our boards and commissions that serve. We have an airport board of trustees that's very good. We have a planning and zoning commission. So the boards and commissions are very reliable, and I really count on their input. And with the convention center, over the years, we have been subsidizing our convention center operations to the tune of just a little over $500,000 per year. That's a lot of money for the taxpayers to be spending on keeping the doors at the convention center open. So when the developer, this is an Iowa-based developer, came to Sioux City and looked over the operation and decided what a lot of cities have with their convention centers. They have a hotel that's immediately adjacent to the convention center. That's where people want to go. That's what they're attracted to. And so this Iowa-based developer put together a very good package where they will partner with us in the operations of the convention center. The city will still own the convention center and everything inside the convention center, but we have a developer that will help us operate it so that we can get those subsidies that the taxpayers have been paying over the years, so that we can get those lowered, if not eliminated. At least we have a partner that will be investing in the same operation. So that persuaded a lot of my vote. The other factor that I heard the citizens loud and clear on was the parking situation. All of the reports that we have had done and that Downtown Partners have had done say that we have an abundance of parking, but a lot of people like to park as close as they can to the, to whatever event that they're attending. And so I was concerned about the parking spaces and what that meant. And when I was told we're not having, what's being designed is not a parking ramp or a parking garage, it's a parking deck. We'll have a lower deck for the hotel patrons to use. We'll have an upper deck that will be open to the outdoors for citizens to use to park in, to do whatever business they want to do on historic Fourth Street. So related to that, I'm thinking, okay, so we're going to have those parking spaces. And the other thing that I'm not sure we made clear is that it was a total package of the reinvestment district that was being established, where not only will that benefit the convention center, but also now we have the Warrior Hotel, which is more of a destination hotel. It's a historic structure that we don't want to see go. And how long have we waited in Sioux City for the Warrior to have something happen? Close to 40 years, I think. I've been in Sioux City for 40 years, and it was closed when I came to town. And so it was worth the wait, because I think we'll see a development there. Also included in the total package will be the Ag Center that's being proposed. And that will be something that will be a real plus in Sioux City.
One of the issues that really exercised a lot of people this summer was the new fireworks ordinance. And I remember the press conference or two after the 4th of July, and you came and you were talking about the effect of the fireworks.
The fireworks were very concerning. I think we went a little long on the number of days. But what I wrestled with, Mary, was that the state of Iowa passed the law that we could sell fireworks. I think we've historically always had a concern of fireworks being shot off and used illegally when fireworks weren't being sold in the city. Now that fireworks can be sold in the city, I think it's just a setup for our citizens to fail or to get into legal problems if we sell fireworks, but we say, but you can't use them. You can't use them in the city. So I think something more reasonable, probably, shorter period of time, because I think the fact that we honor and recognize our independence is significant.
That was Dan Moore, City Council member and Mayor Pro Tem, who is also a Sioux City attorney. Moore is running for his second term on the City Council. You're listening to The Exchange on Siouxland Public Media. I'm Mary Hartnett. Nick Davidson is also running for the City Council. The lifelong Sioux City native is 38 years old and works at Beef Products Incorporated in cold storage. He attended Western Iowa Tech Community College. Davidson is married with three young children. Davidson has never held elected office before. He says he's running for City Council because he'd like to try and add a dissenting vote when it's needed.
We don't need people saying yes on the council like they're doing. We need someone to stand up and be like, hey, maybe we should sit back and take a look at what we're doing, talk to the people first and before we make hasty decisions.
I know there's been a lot of push to try and get young professionals into Sioux City and try to draw them here with venues like the Hard Rock and have more hotels. What do you think about that? Do you think if you like build the stuff, they'll come, or do you think they need to be here first?
I think we have the facilities already in place for them. So now we just need to lure them into the city. And once we get them here, then we can maybe look to build more. You know, and I wish I had a solid answer on how to get them here. And I think that's a question we all wish we had. But that's one of the issues I would love to hopefully explore and try to get, is to bring more professionals, corporate, you know, aspects into our city.
Sioux City has always been kind of a blue-collar town. I would say today it's not blue-collar, but a sort of a, you know, workers who are trained in something specific, something maybe technical, something industrial. Maybe they went to school here at Witt or some other community college. So they do have training, but not a traditional, like, liberal arts kind of education.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I mean, let's look around. You know, we got BPI. We've got their new pork plant. You know, I mean, we got lots of industrial businesses around. And not to say that we don't lack for jobs, because our unemployment rate in this area is one of the lowest in the country, I've seen. And it's fabulous. I mean, they're still looking for bodies to fill in the new pork plant. You know, I would like to see more jobs move into downtown. You know, fill that space up. You know, let's get more people to move into the city. You know, not saying that our lovely communities outside of Sioux City aren't great, you know, our dunes and stuff. Because, I mean, we have a large population outside of the area. But we want to attract them into the city, get them into the city somehow.
Yeah. The question is how to do that, right?
Yeah. You know, and I think it's there. We just need to look and see what it is. One question that everyone keeps throwing at me is higher paying jobs. And, you know, I don't disagree that we don't have decent jobs. I think that there are some jobs out there that could probably pay more, you know, or bring companies in that will pay more.
You know, some of the issues, I'm sure you follow the city council. Some of the issues to some people might seem small, whether they're, you know, when you're shooting off fireworks, where and how much you're going to pay to park, all these things that cause great consternation in people.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and they're just little snippets of what's going on, and it's just little things that rile people up. And before we take action on something like that, you need to sit down and listen to both sides and look. And, you know, you're not going to make both sides happy. So you got to come to some sort of medium in between and get your compromises on stuff like that. I like the idea of the parking ramps free for the first hour. I mean, they're trying to get people to go into them. You know, granted, I'm at work and I'm not working in Sioux City at during the day hours, but I use the ramps on the weekends. You know, not saying we need to charge on the weekends, because I do like the free parking on the weekends. We want to have them get the revenue, so we need to give incentives to get them to park in there.
What about the fireworks? Do you think we should change that fireworks ordinance?
So this is a very touchy subject. Either way I go on this, someone's going to be upset. So my personal opinion on the fireworks, we keep them. We don't need the 10 days. We can shorten it down to 4. We don't need to go excessive. I mean, someone told me in a great analogy with the fireworks. It's like having a dog, and you've kept that dog on a chain for years, and the dog finally gets off the chain. What's it going to do? It's going to run around and just run and run and run and run. But eventually he's going to come back. And it's going to be calmed down. So, and that's what happened this first year. Everyone, hey, fireworks. And for me personally, I really didn't, from where I live in town, I didn't think it was that big of a problem. I heard them going off after the hours, yes. But it wasn't like a constant barrage of them.
What to you is the biggest issue or the biggest issues maybe that you think the city council will have to deal with?
The big issue for me was the decision to put the new hotel in downtown. And personally, spending that amount of money, granted, it doesn't all come out of the city. It's coming from other places too. But one, they're taking away parking that people use. Lots and lots of parking down there. And that lot gets used during stuff that goes on down there too. We have a perfectly fine hotel technically attached to the convention center already via the Skywalk. So, I mean, why not give them part of the money to help fix it up, modernize it, to get more people to stay there so that we're not building a new one? Plus, you know, when we have the conventions down there, the parking for the people with their trailers and whatnot, they love parking in there. I've talked to lots of these people. They like being able to put their trailers in and just, they're right there. They don't have to walk a block. They don't have to walk down a hill. You know, I mean, I've heard that they're proposing to build a parking ramp up above it. I don't necessarily think that's a bad idea, but we have two parking ramps right across the street. So why would we need to build a third parking ramp? We're talking about, you know, people wanting to have the ease of access to get in there. And I think that putting this there takes it away.
That was Nick Davidson. Davidson is running for a seat on the Sioux City Council. You're listening to The Exchange on Siouxland Public Media. I'm Mary Hartnett. Pete Grecken has been on the council for 4 years. The 68-year-old former policeman says he was concerned about several issues when he started out on the council, and one of them continues to be quality of life in Sioux City.
I initially was concerned about quality of life issues, continue to be very much interested in doing what we can do to improve quality of life for our community. And I was concerned about economic development and workforce development, you know, even more specifically because we need to have the bodies to and I think the city's done a great job with economic development, but once they get a new business here, got to have bodies to work. And so that's always been an issue. And I've always been concerned about public safety in general and just employee safety and health concerns. So those were the primary issues. Really hasn't changed a lot. My overall goal or objective right now would be to continue to serve on the city council and to, as a goal, to improve quality of life issues for the city. I really believe that the primary platform for the city council is to improve quality of life issues. And the more we get people involved in our community, the better it is. And I think we've done a number of really nice things here recently. Now, I would still focus on economic development of the downtown area. I think that's really important. Previous councils have done a pretty nice job, I think, on the east and the west ends of downtown Sioux City. Need to fill in that middle area. I think the more we get people downtown, the better it is. There are a number of projects increasing the number of housing units and opportunities in downtown, and I think you'll see in the future more urban living. I think people want to be in the downtown, and they want to be able to get out and walk and enjoy, and the more we stimulate and boost the economy in the downtown area, I think it will pay huge dividends.
Some of the big issues have been about the hotels downtown.
Yes.
Where should we have hotels? Which
yes.
hotels should be rehabbed? Who will these hotels serve? The one down on 4th Street that is going to be built across from the movie theaters. That
yes.
particular project certainly created a lot of discussion and people having very different views on it.
It did. It did, absolutely. I think the primary argument, at least the primary discussion that I heard, was you already have a hotel down there. And That is correct. There is a hotel down there, and I know that it was recently bought within the last couple of years, and they've attempted to remodel. But there is there was a great opportunity through the Iowa Economic Development Authority to receive a grant to help develop projects and to boost the economy in the downtown area. The first one was a new hotel. The city has worked very hard. The people at the convention center, the people at the Tyson events facility has worked very hard at trying to get more people into the city, more conventions into the city. And the number one issue that they are faced with is the inability to house people and to be directly connected to the convention center. So this opportunity with the Iowa Economic Development Authority grant, the Iowa Reinvestment District Program, allowed the city to designate a district area. I think it can be no larger than 25 acres. And they've tied that together and looked for projects. The first one was the majority believe that a new hotel in the downtown area was really important. And they developed relationship with a development corporation to build what we hope will be a new Marriott down on 4th Street. It will tie into the convention center. They will build, I want to say atrium, but I know that's probably not the best word, but extend the area between the hotel and the convention center that will allow people to have events there and connect directly to the convention center. So I think they'll have close to 150 rooms. There will be parking. And I really believe, personally, I believe that the economic boost from the hotel will be a big bonus boost to the city's economy. The other hotel, they're very good people. They're working very hard. But
the hotel old. That's there.
The hotel that's there at 4th and Jackson, the Howard Johnson's, is a facility that is available. It has, I believe, I've been told a number of deficiencies that they will work towards, although I think it now is on the market, real estate market. So I really think the new hotel is really important. Downtown. From there, talking about housing needs, Ho-Chunk Incorporated came forward, and they're working on a project called Virginia Square, down off of Gordon Drive and Virginia Street. They've rehabbed a couple of older buildings. They've had some nice housing opportunities down there. They're putting in a new restaurant. I think that will be a great addition. And then the third project, initially there were three projects and we were asking for somewhere in the area of $16 million. The third project was an ag expo center in the Stockyards area. And that has developed more now into a multi-use facility, half ag and half parks and recreation. And I think that is a great compromise. And I think the recreational opportunities in the city will be really enhanced dramatically. And all of these things, having more people into our community and highlighting the city of Sioux City, more housing developments, another restaurant, recreational opportunities all lend themselves quite nicely to quality of life issues.
Talking about quality of life, you know, a lot of people have been discussing how do you draw young professionals to Sioux City. I know they're looking for a certain quality of life. And that seems to be, you know, we have new housing, hotels, and new things going on. And there is sort of a feeling among some, you know, if you build these things that these young professionals want, that they'll either want to stay or come here.
Yes. Well, I think, as I alluded to earlier, that young people today are looking, once they're out of college, for a good job and an urban environment where they can walk to work, they can walk for dining, they can walk to the grocery store. and have entertainment, all very close to where they reside. And I think that one thing Sioux City, a good organization that Sioux City has really going for it right now, is Sioux City Growth Organization, Sioux City Go. I think Sioux City Go is a group of young professionals who are very active in the community and want to continue to be more active. Now, I have often said during my 4 years, almost 4 years on the city council, that we need to work hard. The council, the city needs to work hard at getting more people involved in city government. And that's probably one of the issues, Mary, that has always surprised me, that there aren't more people who really want to engage the council on issues. Usually if the council chambers get full at a council meeting, it's because it's gotten to the point where they're concerned about whatever action the council may be taking. It doesn't happen very often, very seldom. But I think if more people had an opportunity to engage the council, I think, I've always believed that the more heads talking and thinking, the better it is for the community. And I think that groups like Sioux City Go have taken the initiative to get involved and to participate and are developing the young leaders of tomorrow. Now, there was something in the journal maybe a month or so ago that talked about the age of politicians. I am the oldest city council member at 68, and I don't think I'm that old. Suddenly, I feel much younger than maybe I did when I retired a few years back. But I do think that there is a place for both young and mature and experienced individuals. And I think that really gives you an opportunity to, you know, look at things totally from everybody's perspective.
That was Pete Gretkin, who's been serving on the Sioux City Council for 4 years. Gretkin is running again next month in the City Council primary. You're listening to The Exchange on Siouxland Public Media. I'm Mary Hartnett. Today, we are talking to candidates for the City Council. Last week, we talked with three of them. This week, we're hearing from the remaining six. Dennis Quinn is one of them. He is 68 years old. He's a retired transportation specialist with the Sioux City Community School District, and he's lived in Sioux City for 36 years. Quinn has previous experience working as a police officer and is a Vietnam veteran. Quinn says he brings skills from his career to the job of city council member.
You know, something I thought about a couple of years ago about doing, and I didn't do it. And then I got to thinking one day, you know, and when stuff was going on, you know, if you're going to complain about something, maybe you should just jump in it and see if you can do a better job. Not that I know that how good I'd be at doing it. It's just that I like to be involved in things. I've worked with the public for a long time. I was a police officer for 9 years. I worked with the public there. And then, like I say, I worked for the school district for 17 years. So I have a few years working with the public, and I enjoy it. And I'm good at problem solving.
Yeah, and the city does have issues.
Yes.
What are some of the issues you're concerned about?
My main one is I think that we need to have jobs in town for everybody. No matter what you go to school for, there would be a job for you here in Sioux City. I have three kids. I have two of them that live in Chicago. They went to the University of Iowa, and they graduated from school, and of course they couldn't find jobs here, so they're in Chicago right now, and I just wish that there was jobs here available for them to take. And I see a lot of families that are like that. Their kids go to school, and then everybody winds up going somewhere else. So that's probably my biggest issue that I have right now.
What do you think about the downtown development with the hotels, parking lots, and all the efforts to try and get more people downtown?
I support downtown. I think that would be great to have more people go downtown. I'm kind of divided on the hotel issue. I really don't know if we need more hotels downtown, but it seems like we have some vacant rooms sitting around all the time down there. But anything that would help the businesses downtown, I'm all for, especially the small businesses. I'm a big what's the word I'm looking for? I just think big about the small businesses. I think everybody should participate with them and help them out. They're kind of the backbone of our country, really, small businesses. I know over on West 7th the other day, I was looking to have some keys made. And I know the key company over on West 7th is just all tore up where it is. But I made the effort. I drove over there anyway, and I parked about a block away and walked over there, made my way around to construction, got in there, and I bought my keys from that fellow there. You know, I could have went to one of the big places and had them done, but I didn't.
It seems like on the city council it's sort of divided, you know, between the, you know, if you build it, they will come, and the, you know, if we shouldn't build more hotels if we don't have people to fill them.
I agree. I don't know if I believe if you build it, they will come either. Sometimes if you build it, they might just stay away, you know, keep them away. So
what are some other issues you're concerned about? I assume you kind of keep track of what's going on with the city council.
The infrastructure is always something that's going to be there. Everybody talks about it. There's a lot of construction around town, but you're just going to have those things. It's that time of year where we have to do that kind of stuff. We don't do a lot of it in the wintertime, obviously, because of the weather, but it's that's always a concern for everybody, and I think we need to be kept up on that.
What did you think of the fireworks this year, the decision, the amount of time to have to set off fireworks and sort of what happened on the 4th and around the 4th of July with all these people angry?
To me, I wasn't angry. I mean, all my life, people have been blowing off fireworks on the 4th of July, and it always starts probably about a week before the 4th of July and goes to a week after the 4th of July, and I think we've all just lived with it, and I don't have a concern with that at all.
Well, it finally got some people to actually come to the meeting, though, and speak. People came there.
Yes, they did. I heard some of the talks that were going on. But, you know, I saw an article in the paper the other day. It was kind of true, too. It says, you know, people were complaining about the fireworks at night. Well, what about the people who work all night and try to sleep during the day and their dogs are out there barking all day? You know, so you always got, you can't please everybody.
What are some things you think you bring to the city council, some sort of skills and experience?
Well, like I say, I had the experience of problem solving with the transportation department. I was a police officer. I did some problem solving there, too. And I bring a lot of common sense.
Well, you deal with little kids every day.
Yes, I do. And I love it, to be honest with you. I don't have any problem with the kids at all. I have a lot of common sense, and I'm a good problem solver. I think that would help. And I have a positive attitude. I want to make Sioux City better for my kids, my grandkids, you know, and everybody else's kids and grandkids here. I love Sioux City. I've been here for almost 40 years. I came from Denver, Colorado, and my ex-wife is from here, and that's why we moved back. We raised our kids here. I think it's a great place. I really do. My whole deal is just to help build up Sioux City so the kids and grandkids can continue to live in a thriving community, and that's basically where I'm at.
That was Dennis Quinn, who is also running for the Sioux City City Council. Next, we talk with John Olson. Olson is a 38-year-old lifelong resident of Sioux City. He's worked as a manager in food services, and he's known as a stand-up comic. Olson is also president of the nonprofit organization Cancer Sucks, Comedy Rocks, Incorporated. Olson says he's been frustrated with the decisions made about downtown hotels and other development made by the current city council, and that, among other issues, prompted him to run for a council seat.
I've been here my entire life, and I have three children. I have a daughter. She's 18. She just graduated from high school, and I also have two younger children. I have a 6-year-old girl and a 9-year-old boy. What I've noticed is nothing ever really changed. I see a lot more stuff leaving than coming in. And like I said, I've been here my entire life and I've just observed it. And it's really not that good. And I can speak from personal experience. My brother, who was raised here, left just maybe a little bit after I was born, so 39 years ago, and he doesn't like coming back. And I can assume that there's a lot of people that have that same mentality. They just don't want to come back because there's nothing here for us anymore. And it shouldn't be that way. It's got to, you know, we have to be willing to accept change in order for us to change. And right, it just seems like we're not. So I don't know. I just got inspired and want to be a voice for change.
Some of the things that take up most of the time have to seem to do with parking, hotels, things like fireworks. People get very concerned about those issues.
Right. And I think the best thing to say is everybody's got to agree on it. You know, right now it seems like we're seeing a lot of split votes, 4-1, you know, 3-2, and then it gets shelved and things like that. I don't understand I don't understand what's coming in that people aren't agreeing with. It's got to be 5, you know, all 5. There it is in agreement. And our infrastructure is one of them. Our streets are horrible, horrible from, it doesn't matter which one it is. You know, I know it's silly to say this, and I don't know, but I mean, there's times where I'm like, man, they should just start sending out $90 checks a month so people can get their alignment done. You know, and they definitely need to be worked on a lot more. And I'm not talking like worked on all at once, because right now it seems like we are one big construction zone. But they need to set different zones and be able to take a street and either resurface it or whatnot. And then, you know, obviously sinkholes are a problem too. It's happened more often than not. We almost had a plow go into one. So, I mean, that's not good either. So if we're going to be out there paying people to do studies and whatnot, maybe we should shelve doing a study on a water tower and maybe do studies on city streets. That's my own personal opinion.
And, you know, a lot of people talk about bringing young professionals to the area and creating venues that they will enjoy. And I think they've already done that with the Hard Rock and other places. But I think it's hard because we have to have something here for them to do first before they want. I mean, the jobs aren't here.
Right. And that's one thing. You know, there's other communities out there that are offering this, and I don't see why there wouldn't be a reason to at least look at it. And that's like significant tax breaks for at least the first year on a new business in Sioux City. You know, get them up off the ground and get them running, and then go from there. But we talked also about, there's these, you know, these buildings around town that are half empty. The Badger is one of them. The Warrior. I spoke on that right as I was starting to talk about doing a campaign, and it seems like they're taking care of that one. So that already fixed for me. But you know, yeah, the Badger, and then now the Sioux City Hotel is being sold again. You know, there's so many ideas and everything out there. You know, you can do low rent, or I guess moderate rent offices in some of these buildings for small businesses. You know, it's something needs to be done for sure. But what it is, you can't really know. And then on top of that, you know, our downtown district is not that booming either. You know, it's not hustle bustle, and it really should be. I mean, it might be till 5 o'clock at night, and then it's over.
I mean, is there anything in particular, if you got on the council, that you would like, you know, in particular you'd like to do?
There's a lot. There's actually a lot of things, but you know, not one person can do that. You know, just hate to say, you know, a spoke on the wheel, but essentially that's what you are. And the wheel's just going to keep turning. But honestly, you know, there are arts and industry and stuff like that. You know, something like Morningside Colleges. These people go into these schools, and they are able to, like, create jobs and create for them to stay. That's why it is the way it is. And I just don't see that happening here. And I guess, I don't know, the thing I'm looking at is this. I have, like I said, I had a kid that graduated just recently. And she is going to school. She goes to WIT. And she's looking to move on to Iowa State after, which is great. But I wanted to come back, too. And the same thing with my 9-year-old son. You know, it's within the next 10 years, 10 or 11 years, I'm going to have both of them graduating. And the question is are they going to want to come back? Right now, I don't know. Because what's going to keep them here? That's what we need to, really need to address.
That was John Olson, a lifelong Sioux City native, stand-up comic, and philanthropist who's running for a seat on the Sioux City City Council. And finally today, we hear from Jake Jungers. Jungers currently works as a service advisor at Billion Nissan in Sioux City. Jungers was one of 14 people who was interviewed by the current council to fill the remaining months of former Councilman Keith Radig's term. Jungers is seeking the next full term for that seat, which Alex Waters was appointed to by the council. Jungers says he hopes to make a real difference for the next generation.
I've always been interested in politics, so I believe that I volunteered for the Republican Party, and I believe that this time I can bring my assets to Sioux City Council.
What are the issues you're most concerned about?
Basically, I mean, there's the hotel issue, that's downtown, there's fireworks, but we have several candidates that are one-issue candidates. The hotel is going to happen, whether we like it or not. I think that this current city council could have done a better job of educating people, and they wouldn't have been as upset. Fireworks, we're going to narrow those down. But just growing the economy, getting local jobs for people in my generation, something to make me stay here. Because to be honest, there's nothing keeping me here, but I want to stay here.
Why do you think it's so hard to get people your age to stay in Sioux City?
I have several friends that they've moved to, say, Denver, or they've moved to Minneapolis, bigger cities. There's more amenities there. There's more things to do.
Right, right. And there aren't a lot of jobs that are maybe in the, you know, higher income range here or in sort of a field that they're in or want to be in.
Yeah, I would say, and you can look at that for city council, too. We always hire outside surveys, and they're $40,000 to $100,000 surveys. But it'd be nice to hire those people here. So if we keep doing these surveys, then we need to get the programs through Western Iowa Tech or Briarcliff or Morningside to get these people to stay here.
What is your opinion about the infrastructure of Sioux City, the issues that the city faces?
Sure. Back when I was the first candidate announced back in March, and infrastructure was one of the things that I brought up then. When we have streets falling apart, when we have roads and sewers and pipelines that you have to get insurance for homeowners to buy, we know there's a problem. It shouldn't be anything new, but we need to fix them. And I think over time that we're going to get them fixed, but in what order do we do them?
One issue that was big this summer, of course, was fireworks. When to shoot them off, what days, what times. What did you think about that? What would you do if you could say, okay, here's how I want this fireworks ordinance to work in Sioux City?
Sure. Current city council they allowed it for, you could buy them like 2 weeks prior. I actually put out a thing on social media on Facebook. I think that you should narrow it down to, say, July 1st through the 4th. You can shoot it off in certain times, maybe start later and end at, I said 10 o'clock, but a lot of people online liked 11 o'clock. But there's a lot of people that complain about them. And, well, we also live in America, so we need to expect that we can celebrate our freedom a little bit.
There's so much paperwork that goes along with being on the city council. They often have a big stack of papers by Thursday before the meeting. And some of the council members I've talked to said, well, I didn't really know till I got on here how much work this was going to be.
Sure. I would say you're always reading something. You might not read as many books as you used to, but you might be reading short articles. I would be ready for it. I think it'd be a good challenge. You put paperwork in front of me, let's get to work.
Why do you think it's so hard to get people involved in city government? I mean, even when the city council or the board of supervisors will say, we're going to have these open meetings and you can come, anyone can come and give their opinion about, say, putting a hotel downtown or some other project. Sometimes it's rare that you get more than a few people. The only time I can think of recently was after the 4th of July talking about fireworks.
And I attended that meeting, and there's a lot of people, you know, why are there so many people here? It's the fireworks thing. So they kind of, I think the meetings are set up for the lawyers and for the people that work full time. That way they can go home at 5. But if you want actual involvement, I think we should propose putting the city council meetings back to 6 o'clock. But you want more people. Okay. Well, a lot of working families like me, I work as soon as I get off work. You know, if some people have kids, they have to go pick up their kids. They have after-school activities. It's kind of hard to get to a city council meeting. But just because they're not there doesn't mean they have an opinion we shouldn't validate.
If you were to be on the city council, what are maybe a couple of things you would want to do first or propose first?
First off, balanced budgets. I think we need to find a way to increase the budgets for the police department. They're always looking for new and updated technology. We need to keep those guys safe. So,
I know that on your Facebook page, you've talked about the need to do something about law enforcement and violence in Sioux City.
The violence in this town, I put it on Facebook. I think there's a lot of stabbings. There's a lot of stuff that we need to stand up to as city leaders, and we need to, you know, we need to say, hey, that's not allowed. But at the same time, it's hard to promote doing something if you don't have one solvent answer. It all starts at homes. We need to rebuild neighborhoods. We need to invest in people, and getting those jobs here to do that is one thing. But like I said, support the police department and do what we can to prevent it.
It seems a lot of the city council members' job has to do with listening. I know they hear from many people all through the year, emails, phone calls. How do you feel about having to sort of respond to so many people?
Well, since I've won one of the first candidates, I've put out some ideas. Some of them gotten bashed down, but I've gotten a lot of good feedback from people. When you have to respond, but you have to be the first to listen and the last to respond. When somebody has a valid idea, we can't just dismiss it because it's not going to fit our agenda. We need to listen to everybody and work together.
That was Jake Jungers. He's running for a seat on the Sioux City City Council. There are 9 candidates in that race, so a primary is being held on October 10th. The top 6 vote-getters in that primary will proceed to the general election on November 7th, and there will be 3 winners in that race. That's it for this week's edition of The Exchange. Be sure to join us next Wednesday when we present a forum with all 9 of the candidates in the Sioux City City Council primary election. The League of Women Voters of Sioux City and Siouxland Public Media are partnering to put together the forum. Thanks for listening today. I'm Mary Hartnett.